Sunday, August 24th. 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time. The first reading from Isaiah chapter 66, verses 18 through 21. Thus says the Lord, I know their works and their thoughts, and I come to gather nations of every language. They shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them. From them I will send fugitives to the nations, to Tarshish, Put and Lud, Mosok, Tubal and Javan, to the distant coastlands that have never heard of my fame or seen my glory. And they shall proclaim my glory among the nations. They shall bring all your brothers and sisters from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots, in carts, upon mules and dromedaries, to Jerusalem, my holy mountain, says the Lord, just as the Israelites bring their offering to the house of the Lord in clean vessels. Some of these I will take as priests and Levites, says the Lord. Haydock Commentary. I will set a sign among them. St. Jerome says this is the cross which Christ left to enlighten us, see Ezekiel chapter 9, or the gospel with the power of working miracles. From them I will send fugitives to the nations. Some Jews shall be saved and shall preach to others as God's servants. The lands mentioned here most likely refer to the lands of Europe. Men of all nations shall be converted and brought by angels to the church. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 5 through 7 and 11 through 13. Brothers and sisters, you have forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as children. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be disjointed, but healed. Haydock Commentary. He puts them in mind that it ought to be a subject of great comfort to them that God calls them his children, his sons, and treats them as his true and legitimate children, when he admonishes them to live under discipline and obedience to him, when, to correct their disobedient and sinful ways, he sends the afflictions and persecutions in this world, which they ought to look upon as marks of his fatherly tenderness. For this is what a prudent and kind father does to his legitimate children, of whom he takes the greatest care. And not to use these corrections is to neglect them as if they were illegitimate children. We reverence the father of our flesh, our parents in this world, when they instruct and correct us. How much more ought we to obey the Father and Creator of spirits, that is, of our souls, that being truly sanctified by him, we may live and obtain life everlasting? It is true that all discipline, all corrections, and sufferings in this present life are disagreeable to our nature, because they bring not joy, but trouble and grief with them. Yet afterwards, they who have been exercised with them will reap the most peaceable fruits of justice, eternal peace and happiness in heaven. We must not judge of sufferings by the pain they occasion, but by the fruits of peace, justice, and eternal glory they produce in such as submit to them with patience. Wherefore, be fervent in piety, walk firmly in the way of virtue, make straight steps without declining to one side or the other, without halting or going astray, and strive to be healed from your sins by his grace. The Gospel from Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 30. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? He answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. He will say to you in reply, I do not know where you are from. And you will say, we ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets. Then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. Haydock Commentary. Many will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. That is, they shall desire to be saved, but for want of taking sufficient pains and not being thoroughly in earnest, they shall not attain to it. Our Lord answers here that the number of those who are saved is very small, for a few only can enter by the narrow gate. Therefore does he say, according to St. Matthew in chapter 7, "Narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there are that enter therein." This does not contradict what is said in the 8th chapter of St. Matthew, that many shall come from the east and sit down in the kingdom of God. For many indeed shall join the blessed company of the angels, but when considered with the number of the slain, they will appear but few. So says St. Augustine. When the Almighty casts any off, he is said not to know them, in the same manner as a lover of truth may be said not to know how to tell a falsehood, being withheld powerfully from it by his love of truth. So says St. Gregory. These words are addressed particularly to the Jews, because Christ was born of them according to the flesh, and ate and drank with them, and taught publicly in their streets. But they apply to us Christians also, for we eat the body of Christ and drink his blood, when each day we approach the mystical table, and we hear him teaching us in the streets of our souls. Many very fervent at the beginning, afterwards grow lukewarm, and many, though at first frozen, have suddenly glowed with virtue. Many who in this world were hated have received glory in the next, while others, in honor amongst men, have passed to eternal torments. So says Venerable Bede.